Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, stay the hell away. Batman smells, Batman really smells.
Wait, you're here? As in listening to this podcast episode on... Well, this is a surprise, dear listener, but I mean, what are you doing here? You do realise that this is Christmas Day, right? I didn't get that wrong. It's no. This is Christmas Day. You shouldn't be here. He might hear you. Yeah, you should be with your family, eating sprouts and pretending not to be disappointed by socks and deodorant, getting drunk on lager and wine and Christmas pudding. So, come on now. Quickly, press pause, take out the headphones, go and open some presents and drink some books fizz and be on with your... Oh God. Oh no. This isn't good. This is exactly what I didn't want to happen. I'm very sorry, dear listener, but it's too late. You're stuck now. If you're still here and you can hear him, that means that he can hear you. Oh God. If you look behind you, yeah, see that? There between the Hawk and Cleaver office desks and the Hawk and Cleaver office water cooler. Yeah. No, a bit lower than that. That's it. That sludgy looking hole in the wall. That's the chimney. See, it's not there for the rest of the year, but every Christmas it opens up like a wound in the wall. And then out slips the big bad Santa man. He'll climb out of it, moist and red-cheeked, and he'll... Well, he'll be hungry, let's say. So I hope you got everything you ever wanted, not just in Christmas, but in life, because today... Well, let's not dwell on it, eh? Let's pass the time and tell a story or two. See, I've got a stock in here full of small flash fiction stories. So let's reach in here and... No, that's an orange. Hang on. Let's keep reaching. That's an electric toothbrush. Ah, here's one. The Colours of Christmas. Written by Grant Longstaff. The sound came from the Christmas tree, a quiet tinkling like ice cubes splitting when drowned in warm whiskey. Lee muted the TV, silencing the New Year fireworks over Big Ben, and turned to the fake fur. It was a glorious thing. The tree had been Kyle's domain. Kyle had the patience to make sure each twinkling light was evenly spaced, took care to hang each decoration in perfect contrast to those around it. The noise again. Lee stared into the plastic pine as the lights dimmed, brightened again. Kyle was crying, the shining lines of his tears caught in the rainbow glow. "You're telling me this now, on Christmas morning," Kyle sobbed. "You know how cruel that is." The this was Lee's affair. The this was asking Kyle to leave. Later, as Kyle stood on the doorstep with his stuff in a sports bag, he asked Lee, "Are you even sorry?" "No," Lee said. Kyle vanished into the snow. Later, he vanished into the icy, rushing water below Hawk Bridge. The noise, like tiny nails scraped through frost, brought Lee back to the present. Near the top of the tree, a decoration twitched, a large orb of bluish glass, the first decoration Lee and Kyle bought together. Lee leaned closer to the sound. He heard rushing water, a distant, heartbroken scream. The bauble burst. Fine glass punctured Lee's face, stabbed his throat, sliced into his eyes. He opened his mouth to scream, but glittery slivers bit his tongue, the inside of his cheeks. The torrent of shining shards continued to pour into Lee, and as he choked on his own blood and pieces of the bauble, the colours of Christmas faded into nothing. Not long now, dear listener. Let's keep going. Here's another story. The Wooden Doll, written by Matt Michelli and narrated by Erica Ventura.
Mary Ann smiled up at her mom, clutching what she thought was the last gift to be opened. A plush, rainbow-colored stuffy with big, round eyes. A combination of both pillow and unicorn. Susan looked at her daughter, who was probably too old for stuffed animals. "You like it?"
"Aw,"
Mary Ann said while grinning.
"I love it. It's so soft. I love it all."
"You're a hard one to shop for now that you think you're so cool."
Susan smiled and started working on the piles of wrapping debris loosely strewn about the floor before she felt her daughter's arms wrap around her.
"Thank you, Mom."
Mary Ann reached down to grab her few gifts. Christmases were different without Dad, especially on one income, but she knew how hard her mom worked for this. Something caught her eye deep within the tinsel and gold. She moved the torn wrapper from atop a small box located by the base of the tree. It was in a different wrapping than the other gifts.
"What is this?"
She shook it, something tapping against the sides of the box. Susan turned and cocked her head, her eyes squinting in thought.
I don't know."
"Mm-hmm."
Mary Ann tore into the wrapping and opened the box, housing a small wooden doll. She grabbed the doll, examining it.
"What is this, Mom? It's got to be 100 years old.
Susan shook her head.
"I seriously don't know. It's not from me."
"Okay, Mom."
She eyed her mom skeptically, waiting for her to break the act.
"I guess it's from Santa, then." "Is it warm in here?"
Susan began fanning herself.
"Nice try changing the subject, Mom. But no, it feels fine."
Susan looked a little frazzled and sickly, sweat beading on her forehead, turning this way and that way in confusion.
"Mom, are you okay?"
Susan didn't respond, only struggled to breathe and stare it off.
"Sigh.
Mom! Mom!
Susan finally looked at Marianne, but something was off. Her mom's eyes were wide and frightened, wild and inhuman. Marianne took an instinctual step back. Then Susan took a step toward her, her eyes now dead set on her daughter's, and brought her hands up around Marianne's neck. She squeezed. Marianne tried prying her mom's hands from her neck, but her mother only squeezed harder and harder, constricting tighter and tighter. She gagged and wanted to say, "Please, Mom, please stop," but no words came. She wanted to say, "I love you, Mom. I love you." But the words never surfaced. A black circle began expanding above her before everything went dark and the world went quiet. Next year, as it has for hundreds of years, the wooden doll will rest in a little box hidden deep within the tinsel and gold, carrying with it the hatred and rage from its creator, ready to be opened by whichever oh-so-unfortunate family it deems worthy of having their lives destroyed.
Here, would you like a party cracker? Yeah, don't turn around. Don't worry about that noise. Here, here's a party cracker. Let's put one together, eh? Come on, pull. Whoa! Okay. Oh, here's a joke here. I'll read it. It just says, Santa is hungry for cookie. Okay. Here. One more story for the road, eh? For old times. This story is called The Christmas Gnome, written by Lisa Rose and narrated by Georgia Cook.
Last Christmas Eve, Mama refused to put butter on the Tomtes' porridge. On Christmas Day, I found our best cow slaughtered, her belly split pink and her guts spilled in twisted red ropes across the hay. Mama dismissed it, but Lucas and I knew the truth. Lucas had spied the gnome, smaller than he, but withered and bearded. The little man crept through the garden, clambering around the desiccated pumpkin vines, tiptoeing across the yard to the front door, dipped his bony spindle finger into the still hot porridge, licked the mush, and hissed out a puff of fog into the frosty night. Lucas had watched him disappear into the barn, heard the cow's ruined bellows, and ducked his head back from the window in fear. Mama beat Lucas purple when he screeched about the tomter and our poor cow, as if he had been the one to cut her up. That year, we had no milk, no cheese, no butter. I often sneaked half my breakfast, egg and all, to Lucas, but I watched his already skinny little boy arms grow slimmer over the summer and through the fall. This year, we would have butter for the tomter, lest, in his revenge, he cut up our chickens, or something worse. This year would be different. Christmas Eve, and snow dusted the ground, crunching beneath my boots as I hurried down the road. With all my power, I had persuaded the neighbour to give me an oversized cut of butter. I told him it was for me, but I dared not take even a spoonful when my stomach growled at the creamy yellow in the cup. "Where did you get that, Masha?" Mama snarled. "From Jonah." I stood defiant. I watched her upper lip curl in disgust, but I held my ground and passed the butter to Lucas. Mama tossed her head and rolled her eyes, but she left us to conspire. "The whole thing?" Lucas asked. "The whole thing," I told him. "I don't want to take any risks." He scooped the butter onto the porridge, scraping the sides of the cup to get every delicious bit. "There," he declared, setting the bowl in the coal just outside the front door. The oats emitted a delectable column of steam. We licked our lips. Beneath my blanket late that night, I strained my ears to listen for sounds of the tomter beneath the wind. I could still feel the rich scent of butter clinging to my nostrils. Then, a scream. down the hall, out the door, into the snow. "Lucas!" I shouted for him. "Lucas!" He stood, too thin, over the bowl of porridge and our mother's slumped form. "Lucas," I said. "She ate it," he whimpered, gesturing towards the bowl with the tip of his knife. There was no butter for the tomtare. The thick white porridge had been splashed with Mama's blood. "That's good enough," I told Lucas. "Leave the knife and come inside. Next year, there will be butter."
Well, there we go. It's been fun, hasn't it? Nice little Christmas Day episode, eh? Just me and you, the listener. I guess this is it. I guess this year the cookie is you. Merry Christmas, dear listener.
Ho, ho, ho.
And a happy new... Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Other Stories. The Colours of Christmas was written by Grant Longstaff and narrated by Luke Condor. The Wooden Doll was written by Matt Michelli and narrated by Erica Ventura. The Christmas Gnome was written by Lisa Rose and narrated by Georgia Cook. Today's episode was edited by Duncan Muggleton, with music by Duncan Muggleton. The episode illustration provided by Christina Pialova. A quick thanks to our community managers, Joshua Boucher and Jasmine Arch, and to Carolyn O'Brien for helping with our submission reading. And a thanks to Ben Arrington for his ongoing explosion of content he fires out of his social media cannon. You can help support the show over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. That will help keep us going, and you will get access to exclusive episodes and bonus content, and you'll get the regular episodes a week early every single week. The Other Stories is a production of the story studio Hawk and Cleaver and is brought to you with a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. That means don't change it, don't sell it, but by all means share the hell out of it. So, ho ho. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.